Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, back with you one more time, and so glad to be here. I have been giving a series of presentations here with, in conjunction with the Good Day Health Show, about the relationship between your food choices and your health profile and quotient. And it's amazing to me how I can still consult with new patients, because I have new patients every week, who they know, you know, in the back of their head, there's a relationship between what they choose to eat and how they're going to feel as a result. But it doesn't really come up on the daily radar screen. We have to extend the radar out a couple of light years further, and then suddenly, I know that. Let's talk about why I'm here today, Doc. I don't need to talk. No. Part of trying to restore your health and get you back into the operating shape you came here for me to consult with you on has an awful lot to do with your food choices and the medications that you're taking. Many of my patients are very surprised at my tender age of 2 months short of 72 that I'm not on any medication. For two reasons. Number one, I don't need it. And number two, I don't want to deal with the side effects of that medication that would lead me into getting some more medication. Speaking of that, that brings up something that I wanted to tell you that I wasn't planning on today's show, but it just popped into my head. You know that in the New York Times, the Sunday edition of the New York Times is the New York Times Magazine. If you go all the way back to March 16, 2003, an article was in there by Lisa Sanders. And she was a recent graduate of med school there in New York. I don't know if it was NYU or whatever. But she was a recent graduate. And ever since then, she... If you Google Lisa Sanders, MD, you'll see a lot of articles that she has written, TV appearances on news shows and whatever else, as kind of a, not necessarily a maverick, but a reporter of things that's going on in medical news. And one of her first real big breakthrough articles was one she wrote in the New York Times Magazine, as I said, March 16, 2003. And she's talking about the white coat ceremony that med students go through when they start their first year of med school. And you're all there together in the auditorium, and you're all there in your white coats, just anticipating the next 4 years of incredible amounts of study, memorization, understanding, application, whatever else. And the dean of the medical school, of her medical school, walked up to the podium and talked to them and introduced them into the world of healing. And he makes this dramatic statement that once I read this back in 2003 in the New York Times Magazine, I have never forgotten it, because it has a relative application in almost every field of our lives, social, political, economic, whatever else. And he's speaking to the students, and he says to them, one half of what you are about to learn is wrong. Unfortunately, we don't know which half. And he was absolutely serious. So, I propose to you on the show today, the half that they don't know is the nutrition half. They understand the physiology side of it a bit. And they certainly understand the anatomical side of it, the anatomy being the parts of your body, the physiology being how those parts work. But what is missing is the nutritional aspect of it. And that is what I have been putting together on my shows, on my appearance here with Doug, for quite some time now. Now, a fleeting impression might be, I think, the only result of statistics, at least that I look at, but an experience with reality can be something that you may never forget. What do I mean by that? You know, with the statistics that are published by the CDC and the FDA in connection with our so-called number one problems in our country, which range all the way from juvenile delinquency through drug addiction, through alcoholism, through sudden death, heart disease, or automobile accidents, all the different numbers that are involved. But really, relatively very few of us, when I read these things, well, I'm not a drug addict. I'm certainly not an alcoholic. I've been in a couple of car accidents, but nothing very serious, because ever since I took a motorcycle safety riding class, it has completely changed how I drive a car, in the sense of being much more safe. But when we look at these kinds of statistics, we miss another statistic that's very, very important. And when we begin to evaluate the status of national health in our country, and you know that the life expectancy is beginning to drop. The numbers of all-cause mortality is increasing, even at younger ages. I have my beliefs as to why that's the case. But there's something dramatic, something very serious that's taking place right now. And for those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell out here in Salt Lake City, as a regular part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show, and have been for more than a decade, about a decade and a half now. And I always enjoy being a part of the show, and I just wanted you to know you can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds, or at forbiddendoctor.com. Now, I'm not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that healing force inside of you that took over at the moment of conception, that had the driving force behind the creation and development of your body. The DNA didn't create you. Your DNA was the blueprint by which this creative force built your body, head to foot, and continues to operate your body to this day until you die. That force is there. And the reason I refer to it as the forbidden doctor is because it's doctoring you all the time, and you're kind of forbidden to know about it by the medical tyranny, who wants you to understand there's only one answer to your ailments, and that's drugs. This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, and that's the point I'm trying to make here, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that I know of, patient or otherwise, that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and I see children, saw a very young child yesterday, but the majority of patients are adults, 35 and older, and hardly anybody over the age of 50 does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life, whether it's cardiovascular problems with the heart or pulmonary problems with the lungs, biliary problems with the gallbladder, liver problems, kidney problems, reproductive problems, problems with their skin, problems with sleep, cognition, whatever else, elimination. They have at least one that they're dealing with, which is the reason they come in. People who feel like Superman and Superwoman, I don't really see these people. Well, I have to say this, after I've seen them for a while, then they start feeling like Superman or Superwoman. But the important thing I want to get across here is that the most widespread number one problem that is kind of a thread that runs through every one of these people that I take care of is the disregard that they've had of nature's basic food laws and the substitution of man-made laws which permit the sale, and I hit this so many times on these shows, of counterfeit foods to a very unsuspecting, unprotected public. The food labeling laws in this country are absolutely atrocious, what they're allowed to get away with. For instance, there's a little can of a product you can buy that you just spray on your frying pan, and you fry your eggs in it or whatever else. I'm not going to mention the name, but you know what I'm talking about. The healthier thing to do is put a little slab of butter in that frying pan before you fry that egg. It's a lot healthier. But there's this can you can spray. And if on the front of the can where it has the name, it'll say fat-free. But if you look at the ingredients, it's 100% soybean oil, which is 100% fat. But the food labeling laws say that if you, when you press the little knob at the top of the can for the pst that comes out of it, if it's a very, very short, very, very small pst, it's negligible in the sense of food content. So you can say there's no fat, even though it's 100% fat. Now, that kind of craziness exists all throughout the food labeling laws in America. Things that they're allowed to get away with because the food industry pretty well owns and controls Congress every bit as much as the energy industry does, every bit as much as Big Pharma does, Big Agro, the major law firms, the major accounting firms, you know, everybody, depending on the amount of money they contribute to Congress, gets Congress's payback and lets them get away with an awful lot of these things. This is why one of the most important things a member of the family will ever, ever do that's in charge of these things, and it should be a shared experience, is when they shop for food that feeds that family, they take into consideration the absolute necessity of shopping for the absolute best foods that they can possibly find, because it's a full-time job for just a family of four people. It's a full-time job for just one person to make sure the richest, best foods reach that dinner table for the family. I mean, it would hardly be an exaggeration to say that everybody knows, as I said, somebody who is suffering from a chronic disease, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, liver, kidney, whatever, allergies, many forms of suffering that have become such an integral part of our daily experience that unless it is called to our attention, you know, sometimes we don't even realize to the extent in which we're involved and that our survival as a nation is absolutely threatened by the increasing levels of malnutrition that take place in this country. And by that, I mean, the more we miss the vital elements of nutrition, macronutrition, micronutrition, that feed the heart, the basic elements it needs, that feeds the brain, the basic elements that the brain needs, let alone the rest of the organs. When you go without it, suffering will follow. Now, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Jackstockwell.com is what I do in my clinic of a structural nature for to restore health to the human body, especially the central nervous system. And Forbidden Doctor is where we have all of our podcasts, radio shows, various things that you can search for more and more information. I think we have over 600 protocols that are listed at that website. And it just gets hit. It's hit by scores, if not hundreds on some days, of people looking for more and more information. And it's all free. The information is all free for you. There's no membership or anything else that's required. Now, I want to get back to this idea of what's missing in our diet, because we have absolutely, as a population, been beset with this follow the leader kind of pattern of conduct that is led by, and I don't know what else to call it, but these vicious commercial interests who direct their gullible flock with apparent deliberateness into these disastrous pastures of counterfeit foods. Now, what do I mean by a counterfeit food? If Mother Nature didn't make it in its pristine form, then it's been altered by man. Altered by man for a longer shelf life. Altered by man for more product per acre yield, with a lot of different kinds of fertilizers that make the carrot more orange, makes the green pepper more green, makes them bigger, but far less quality. And that's the trade-off. We have learned in the agricultural research and science since the 1700s, how to get greater yield per acre. And if you don't think too deeply about that, as I did at one time until it became my career, well, that makes sense. If we can increase the bushels of wheat per acre, if we can increase the poundage of, you know, beets per acre, then somehow we have got a step ahead of Mother Nature. But the problem is, when you artificially inflate the size of these things, or enhance the color of these things through the different kinds of man-made, not Mother Nature made, but man-made chemical fertilizers you put into the soil to force these things to happen, the quality of the food disappears. Now, what do I mean by quality? Mother Nature designed things so that ultimately all of our energy is coming from the sun. Everything that provides life on this planet comes from the sun. And as the sun is hitting the soil and warms the soil during the growing season, and the water is present, and the minerals in the soil is present, then what grows out of that soil is mineral rich. And that, believe it or not, that's the main reason why we eat what we eat that comes from the earth, is to get the minerals of the earth. The plants digest the minerals that are in the rocks or the pebbles or the sand or whatever else that's in that soil and brings it through the roots into the leaves, to the fruit, to the stems, to the what's grown under the soil, what's grown above the soil in that plant, brings those minerals into that plant so that when you eat that plant or something that ate that plant, those minerals are now wrapped up in a protein or carbohydrate structure that your body can take into it, into your digestive system, and deliver to the cells. Why don't we just save time and eat the rocks? I actually had a child ask me that one time when I was making a presentation in elementary school. Why don't we just eat the soil? Why don't we just eat the rocks? Well, that would save a lot of time, but of course it would wear your teeth out in no time. So what I want to hit when I come back from this is a couple of examples as to why this nutrition is so incredibly powerful. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee said Tuesday a body found during a search the day before is a woman abducted and forced into an SUV during an early morning jog. Investigators identified the body of 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher, a teacher and granddaughter of a prominent Memphis businessman. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs will pay nearly $440 million to settle a multi-state investigation into its vaping products. Connecticut announced the deal Tuesday on behalf of the 33 states plus Puerto Rico. And in upwards of 17 other states are potentially adopting California's aggressive green policy that would ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Were 50% less likely to get dementia over a 7-year period. Those who got fewer steps in but did so at a faster pace saw their risk decline by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There she is. Former Miss America Kara Mund gathered enough petition signatures to appear on the ballot as an independent in North Dakota's at-large House seat, and Democrat Mark Haugen announced he's dropping out of the race. Mund cited abortion rights as a main factor in deciding to launch her bid as an independent. CVS is in advanced talks to acquire the home health care company Signify Health for $8 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. CVS appears to have beat out other heavy hitters, including Amazon and United Health Group, which has been circling Signify for a deal that could be announced soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, when we get into the areas of scientific research that's being suppressed or at least misused, the attitude of the commercial interest is simply this: how can they use the facts to the benefit of their pocketbooks? Now, remember, all big industries, now, whether it's the medical industry, big pharma, whether it's the food industry, the food delivery systems, whatever, they aren't dedicated to your health improvement. These large corporations are dedicated to the bottom line of their quarterly reports so that the stock values increase, or at least they don't decrease during difficult times. Now, sometimes that may sound a little cold and cruel-hearted and distant from what you want to believe, but I want you to remember that. It's like when you, if you go to, you're going to go buy a new car, and you and your partner or by yourself, we want this kind of a car, we want this kind of mileage, we want this kind of usage, we want this kind of a warranty, maybe even the color might come into the discussion, whatever. And you've got this idea, and you go to the car dealership, and looking with that in mind. Now, the car dealer isn't looking at that. The car dealer isn't considering that, although he may make a couple of nods. Nothing against you car dealers. The car dealer is there to sell you a car that he wants to sell you. The same thing if you're shopping for shoes. The same thing if you're shopping for insurance, medical, health, whatever, car, auto, house, flood, whatever, out here, earthquake. And the salesman has an idea in their mind what they want you to buy. Now, the CEO and the board of directors of the large food corporations have in their mind what they have to do to improve the bottom line, not what's necessary to get rosy red cheeks of your children on their faces before they go to school in the morning. That's your job. Now, they'll talk a good story, and they'll publish a good story. But sometimes when push comes to shove, it's always the dollar that's important here from the point of view of the corporations. And so they'll bring in facts, they'll sponsor studies. And that's another thing about studies. You have to be very careful about when some new study about this disease or this organ or this food hits the major media, what they say in the byline, not the byline, but the title of the study is not necessarily what the study actually says in the conclusion of the study. And you always have to ask this question, who paid for the study? Because all studies are paid for. And what was the bias of the people who went into the study in the first place? Were they in favor of what they were trying to discover? Were they trying to disprove what they were about to discover? At the end of the report, in the conclusion, they should always list and talk about the bias that they felt when they started the research. And some research is honest enough to say that. We really thought that A equaled B, but we found out that A equals C to our surprise. And as a result, we think we need to further study this and this and this to find out if A might also equal D. You won't see that very often, but you always have to find out who paid for that study. So the large food corporations will take the facts, but they use the facts to increase the pocketbooks and twist things, not necessarily to improve your health profile. Now, a publication at Cornell University, that's in Ithaca, a report cited one example of this type of scientific maneuvering. And this is, I'm quoting from the study, quote, "A very clear article just appeared in Nutrition News, published by the National Dairy Council, written by a physiology professor from the heart of the cola industry. It describes some Scandinavian work of several years ago in which it was shown that sticky candy produces more tooth decay than the sugar that's in solution that is in, obviously, the cola drinks. Now, the idea was that sugar in solution didn't hurt tooth decay as much as that's in the drink as hard candy when you chew the hard candy. But no mention in this study was made of the erosion of the enamel on the teeth as a result of the acids that's in the cola drinks in particular. It doesn't matter, I think, which cola drink you think of when I'm talking about this. They all have phosphoric acid in there. That's where some of the tangy, tingly feeling on your tongue when you drink that drink comes from, not just from the carbonation, but from the phosphoric acid. And the phosphoric acid has a direct effect on the erosion of the enamel of your teeth. But they didn't mention that in the study. They just said, it seems like chewy, sticky candy is harder on the teeth than sugar in solution from a cola drink. Now, there's hundreds, literally hundreds of similar instances in which scientific facts are presented in the same kind of deceptive manner. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this is why it ends up being an almost full-time job for one person trying to provide adequate nutrition for the family to study this stuff and sort through it. Now, unless you're a bit of a health nerd like myself, that I just love reading this kind of stuff, and I just love reading reports. And I've gotten a little biased, I have to admit, that some of these reports I look at to find out what's wrong with them. It's interesting I admit that, but, to find out what's wrong with them before I find out what they're really trying to say and if it's an adequately designed study. See, it's not just the conclusion you want to read or the abstract of the study. You want to find the study design. How did they set up the study to come up with the conclusion that they did? Now, kind of a rule of thumb, something that one of my instructors in school a long time ago, I think it might have been in a microbiology class, if I remember right, said, accept the facts, but doubt your conclusions. And I thought, wow, that's what's the purpose in finding out the facts if I'm going to doubt the conclusion those facts bring me to? In my chosen faith, one of the leaders a long, long time ago, who's long passed, in a very responsible position in the faith, once was talking to a group of young people. And to their surprise, he made the comment, every morning when I wake up, I re-examine the basic propositions of my life. And I thought, wow. You know, at the time I didn't understand that because I was, I don't know, 18, 19, 20 years old. But that's always stuck with me ever since. Re-examine the basic propositions of my life, he said. Because the easiest person on the earth for you to fool is yourself. So I do that two or three times a day. And when I sit down to consult with a new patient, I try to dump my preset notions of everything that has brought me to that moment in my life and listen to what this patient has to say. Listen to what they have to say. And that's not just an application of me in my professional setting. In your own life, the people that you deal with, your lifelong partner, your spouse, your best friends, your coworkers, your church members, whatever else, when they pull you aside to talk to you for a moment, drop all your preconceived notions and listen to what they're saying. I don't know that it has any greater application than in the healthcare profession that I'm involved with, because nobody knows their bodies better than themselves. Particularly women. That's why I think you see 5 to 6 women in a dentist office or a medical office or in my particular practice as an upper cervical doctor to every man. For every man I see, there's 5 to 6 women that I see because they're more in touch with their bodies. Therefore, they're more in touch with life. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm what's called a board-certified NUCA doctor. You can get more information about that at jackstockwell.com. And before we finish this segment, I want to get a couple of ideas across, is that we need a much better evaluation program, because I'm always talking nutrition with my patients who are coming in with migraines, headaches, you know, abdominal problems, skeletal problems, muscular problems, neurological problems, whatever else. I always have to bring nutrition into it because it's their lack of nutrition. It's the predominance of malnutrition in their diets that have brought them to this point. Because the major cause of disease is twofold. Number one, you got poisoned somewhere. It may be as a result of your employment with noxious fumes or toxic gases or solvents of some kind. The second one is malnutrition. Some vital aspects of your nutrition has been missing in your diet since childhood, or maybe mom fed you great, but once you left the house, your dietary requirements kind of disappeared at the convenience stores. And years of this depleted certain chemical combinations inside the body that certain chemical processes simply stopped happening. That may be involved with detoxification, maybe with metabolism, maybe with energy formation, maybe with blood cell formation, maybe with gas transformation or exchange in the lungs between oxygen and carbon dioxide, whatever else, or the health of the blood-brain barrier in your brain that allows certain things to start leaking across into the brain that leads to dementia. All of these things can be traced back to some toxicity that may have showed up in your life somewhere, and there's a lot of different kinds. Just eating conventionally grown foods that are laced with glyphosate and pesticides and herbicides and mold inhibitors and all the other kinds of things they spray on foods anymore. collect in the body because you don't have the transport mechanisms to take these out of your system. So they build up in the liver or they build up in other places in the body, usually fat cells, where your body stores this stuff because your body doesn't know what to do with it. So when we can address malnutrition that shows up as heart disease, that shows up as dementia, that shows up as liver problems, kidney problems, sexual problems, cognition problems, sleep problems, these things usually within about 3 to 6 months can be completely reversed by addressing the nutritional aspects that you've been missing in your diet. And so we need a much better method of evaluating the products from our farms than how, you know, the profit margin is going to deliver you eggs at a lower cost, dairy at a lower cost, whatever else. Money, especially at this time in the history of our country and what is taking place right now, money is one of the, whether it's the interest rates or the price of gasoline or the increasing process or the prices of transportation or whatever else, money is becoming such a critical, critical thing in the decisions what we make. But it cannot push aside the absolute necessity of the quality of the foods that you eat. This is what theforbiddendoctor.com is dedicated to. So after the coming break, I'll be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. So stick around for Doug and myself to wrap up this week's program.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me, and it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore, because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. Just, I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3 pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200, and shipping is free.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. NS101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I think that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to engage us in food for thought. I was going to just say thought, but no, this is food for thought. One of the things that you, as you were listening to me, you heard me sneezing. Are you sneezing? Yes, I'm sneezing. Why am I sneezing? I've had a lot of, and this is for everybody, I guess the mechanism for sneezing. What triggers a sneeze? Why do people sneeze?
Well, it's usually the release of either the sinus passage sensors are picking up something that it doesn't want, dust, mm-hmm. whatever, and it wants it out of there.
Yeah.
Or histamine is the big thing here. Histamine, that's why we take antihistamines when we have yep. colds and sneezing problems.
Yep.
Histamine is produced by the mast cells in trigger to some allergic response, something that you're picking up that you have an allergy to.
So a
sneeze is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just if you're sneezing all the time, then there's a problem.
All right. So there are allergies everywhere.
Sure.
One of the things that we are now promoting on the program and in part can help people who are listening to you and I talk is this Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which is readily available, EdenPureDeals.com. This is really a fabulous tool that purifies the air. But obviously people are going to say, well, you're sneezing all over the place. How does this stuff work? Well, imagine what was happening in my head or my body if I wasn't using this. That's the kind of thing. I mean, I've just been sneezing.
Well, you're right. Doug, because a bigger problem is when you should be sneezing and you're not sneezing.
Yeah,
Something is retarding it inside the body, and these things are building up and can get into the bloodstream.
All right, so now we're just loaded with allergies. We had spring allergies. That was pretty good this summer. I didn't have a lot of trouble because maybe it was dry. July. Now, we've had 2 days of rain, and I'm still very much involved and will be until the ground freezes and it snows with getting hay, cutting feed for the animals, and I'm guessing those are the cause of allergies that I have, at least some of the allergies. I have a gluten allergy as well. So there's a plant compound called quercetin. Sounds like a cartoon character, but that is good. It's found naturally in a lot of fruits and veggies, and it offers great relief. So what are these fruits and veggies that we should be eating?
Oh, anything, any of the berries, for one thing.
Blueberries, yeah. Raspberries. I eat
blueberries, raspberries, and also any purple-colored vegetables.
Eggplant,
things yeah. like that.
I don't like eggplant, so, but yeah, a lot of veggies. What about purple in resveratrol in grapes?
Well, certainly.
That helps?
That's why I've always said in the past, your diet should consist of as many colors as possible.
Ah, right. Okay. So you need to have an immune system that functions well. I think mine does, but I still am loaded with certain things that I'm allergic to. So standard process, which is available through you and your office, at if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website, you'll find a lot of these things, excuse me, the natural food-based supplements, and Ginkgo Forte
yes.
is one
has
from standard process.
Tremendous amount of quercetin in it.
Right. So what's the derivation of quercetin? What is quercetin?
Well, it's a molecule. And interestingly enough, what I'm talking to you came from a study published in a magazine called Molecules.
Really?
Yes. And it's just simply a compound that inhibits the release of histamine. So some people might be on the edge of sneezing on almost anything they come across
yep.
because they've got a real hair trigger. This is especially a good product for them because it helps to lower down that sensitivity mm-hmm. to sneeze at almost any kind of a trigger.
All right.
So the trials that were very good. They were completed. The magazine, the journal Molecules talked about it. It's interesting you'd find food in a magazine like Molecules, but they
yep.
study all kinds of stuff. Ozone,
yeah.
gold
right.
ore,
yeah.
and they look at food.
Yeah.
And they
so
found out that this quercetin
yeah.
suppresses your need to sneeze at almost anything, which is not normal.
I saw something, we'll take a quick second, ultra-processed foods linked to colorectal cancer, especially
yes.
in men.
Absolutely.
That's not a surprise, right?
Absolutely. The sodium nitrite that's in there is the
yeah.
big enemy.
Yeah. Well,
anytime you buy a package, make
yeah.
sure it says sodium nitrite free.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that. Do not
you don't
eat
want it.
It.
You got it. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.